Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Sawubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
Welcome, welcome, everybody. Grand rising. It's Friday the 13th. Wow, hallelujah. We give praise and thanks to the Most High for this Friday the 13th. And the numbers add up to 3, 4, 5. Plus 7, it adds up to a 3. So that's a divine number. We're grateful to be breathing on planet Earth. So thank you for joining me. I have an amazing guest this morning, Caroline Chang, host and producer of Awake to Oneness Radio and so much more. But we want to get busy right now and do some joint rolling. That's what you're here for, I know. So we're going to get our joint rolling done and get our joints lubricated so we can sit for a couple hours and hear this amazing soul share her journey with us, which is just, you're just going to be so inspired, educated, informed, and all the rest when you hear Caroline this morning. So let's put on some Time for Healing music and get ready to roll these joints and lubricate. Get that synovial fluid going in our joints. I'm here to just guide you, and I'm sure most of you know how we do this. So we start out with our neck roll in both directions, and then we go to our shoulders backwards and forwards. And we go from there to our back. We get on our back, kick those legs up and arms, and get our elbows, our wrists and ankle joints rolling, then our elbows, knees, elbows, toes, you know that song, knees, and then we go on our side and roll around our legs to get the hip joints lubricated. So that's the plan for the next, 6 minutes, and then we'll bring on our guests. You're going to be so, call your friends and neighbors and tell them we got someone really special this morning who's going to really help us live a better 2023. So let's do Time for Healing and get these joints loose.
sisters and brothers, yeah.
Thank you.
just squeeze and release and stimulate all those muscles behind the neck. Woo-hoo, skim it, rub those shoulders, squeeze and release the shoulders. This is our fly session. First, love yourself. Loving it. Let's give our chest, this is thymus gland. Let's give our thymus gland a little love pat. Loving on the thymus gland. Let's get that lymphatic system flowing and rub underneath the arm. This is an important point for glands to swell up and get clogged. So let's just love on them, pat them. Let's keep it moving, keep it moving. Massage under the arms. Good place for lymph flow to keep going. Woo-hoo. And then let's just one more time. Let's massage around the breast, all those lymph systems. We want to get all those lymph systems loosened up, massage around. And then get your microbiome, waking that up, your army down there. Give them a little pat around the side. And then finally, let's go back here to the kidneys and the adrenal glands and give them a little massage and love hand, love rubbing. Hold on to those kidneys. Don't let them go. Love, 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 love. Woo. All right. We'll take a deep breath. Let's take a deep breath. Deep breath in, deep breath in. Another deep breath. All right. Let's give thanks. Thank you. Thank us. United spirit, united souls coming together to learn and grow and heal. Woo-hoo. All right. Give yourselves a hand. All right, I'm going to go back to my, so this is my living space, for those of you who are new, my living space in my tiny house. We're going to go back to my studio so we can talk to our guest this morning and hear some important news of the day. I am here in my studio. Yes. So hi, how's everybody doing? Hope you're doing well. That's my dad behind me, for those of you who are new. My second book, The Legend and Legacy of an African-American Hero. So here we are this morning on the number three, January 13th, 2023. And our guest this morning is Caroline Chang. I want to read a little bit about Caroline before we bring her on, because I want you to just be prepared to listen and be enlightened. She is the founder of the Kyle Foundation, that's Keep Your Light Expanding, and she's the producer and host of Awake to Oneness Radio for the last 8 years. That's how long I've been in Blog Talk Radio. She was inspired to create her podcast 6 months after her son Kyle transitioned to spirit. And a new venture she's now co-hosting, I can't wait to hear about that, a brand new show, The Higher View, which just aired its first episode January 6th. And Caroline has given, Caroline is an inspirational speaker, author, inspirational mentor to many who have loved ones in spirit. Caroline has given many presentations, workshops, been a featured speaker at many conferences, podcasts, spiritual centers. She has written a chapter in the award-winning book, We Touched Heaven, a collection of experiences that reach beyond the veil. And Caroline has been featured in the documentary film Rinaldi, a documentary about instrumental transcommunication to the other side. The film has been awarded Best Afterlife Research Film in the 2022 Life Beyond Life Film Festival in Torino, Italy. This woman is a global presence here, so we're honored, very honored to bring Caroline Chang. Hi, Caroline. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Really clear, yes. Your beautiful face is clear. Your voice is clear. This is an awesome day, an awesome three day.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Every day is an awesome day.
Yeah.
Every moment is an awesome moment. I love how you opened with exercise. I start my day, especially now in the new year. I take time for myself every day. You have to, I suggest that we love ourselves first thing in the morning.
That's right.
How we start our day. With whatever practice that feels good to you.
Yeah.
I, before I get out of bed, I start my day with deep breathing exercises.
Yeah.
In, while I'm laying in the bed.
That's right.
Then I get up and then I'll start doing my meditation and then some cardio workout and some yoga. That's how I start my day. So if I have to get up earlier to do that, then I do. But most of the time, because I work from home, and I'm not a morning person, so
yeah.
I like to work late. I'm a night owl. I work late at night many nights. But I usually get up when spirit wakes me up. That's when I wake up, and then I first hour or two of the day is my me time to love me. Yes. I think that's so important.
Well, let me make an announcement because I just got a text from Naima Latif, our executive producer, that she cannot find me on Facebook. But I am on Facebook /Vieta, V-I-E-T-T-A, or Viata, V-I-Y-A-H-T-A. I just sent a notice out from the studio. And I'm also on YouTube. I'm on my YouTube channel. Let's see, which one is it? I got two of them. But I'm on Viata's Tiny House Village. If you go to YouTube and type in Viata's Tiny House Village, you should see me there. Or just by the YouTube channel with my name, V-I-E-T-T-A Robinson. I believe it's on there. So go to Facebook and find me there. Or just go listen on the Blog Talk Radio studio. Of course, 515-605-9325, or you can go on the internet, Blog Talk Radio, and listen, blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, and I'll make that announcement again in the show. Caroline, where are you living right now? What city?
I am in the heart of the Pocono Mountains.
Ooh.
Northeast Pennsylvania, most people, well, I won't say most, a lot of people don't know where the Poconos are. Everyone has heard of the Poconos, but many people think it's upstate New York. No, we're near upstate, but we're not upstate New York. We're in Pennsylvania. It's in the northeastern corner of Pennsylvania. The Pocono Mountains is a large area, and I'm like right in the center.
Wow.
And I've lived here for 31 years.
Oh, my goodness. Who stays in one place that long? You do.
Yes.
So
yes,
you
yes.
like cold weather, obviously.
Well, I love all weather, to be honest. I love, the thing is, I love the seasons. I love everything about every season. So
okay.
I need to be in a place that experiences all the seasons. And yes, we do. We used to. Basically, because I bought my house in 91. And when I bought my house in 91, we, back in the 90s, oh, boy, did we get snow. We actually don't get as much snow nowadays as we used to, but
really?
I still love it here. Yes, I did.
Now, where were you born?
I was born in New Jersey, North New Jersey.
Oh, I should have known the accent gives you away.
Accent?
You don't really have. I'm really joking. You don't really have that accent. That
okay.
Yours is not strong at all. Most of the time, you're right away. Oh, that's New Jersey or New York. But no, you've blended in.
Well, my father was big on. He would say, "Speak the king's English." You know, so he was big on enunciation. And I remember as a 5-year-old hearing that word, enunciate.
Yeah.
So my father was big on us speaking proper as we could.
Is your father from the United States or?
Yes, my father, Albany, Georgia. My father was born and raised.
Okay.
Yes, and he came to Jersey. Before, long before I was.
So tell us a little bit about your childhood, your upbringing that makes you such a star today.
Well, thank you. I was brought up, my father, both by professionals. My father was a dentist, because I always get is and was mixed up, because to me life is eternal. He's no longer here in this physical plane, but he's still here. He was a dentist, and my mom was the supervisor of a hospital lab.
Oh,
in
my.
New Jersey. So, so my parents sent me to Catholic school when I was, you know, from K to fifth grade. Mm-hmm. K to fifth grade, I went to Catholic school. And one of the things as a child, because in Catholic school we had religion every day. And one of the things that the dogma of the Catholic religion that we were being taught every day didn't resonate with me as 4 and 5 year old. And but my father was strict, and he said children are to be seen and not heard. So even though what I was being taught about religion did not sit well in my heart, like something in my little body said, this is not right.
Yeah.
So I said to myself, well, when I get older, you know, I can't speak on it. I can't say to my father or say to the priest, I don't think that's right. I can wait till I get older, and I will do my own research. So that's what I did. As I got older, I started doing my own research. I remember one of the first books that opened me up spiritually was actually Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill.
Oh, I read that.
How I read that book is I had a crush.
Oh.
I was about 15 years old, and I had a crush on a guy. He was older. He was my cousin's best friend. And so it wasn't like we couldn't really date, but I had a crush, you know, my first crush. And he said, read this book, Think and Grow Rich. Now, he was all into the book because he wanted to make money, okay? And I was like, because I had a crush, so of course I'm going to read it. He says read it, I'm going to read it. So I read it, and what resonated with me from that book was our thoughts create our own reality. Now, that's the first time I ever heard that. And so that was like, wow. So it's not in me to be interested in money. Money has never been a motivation for me ever. It has to feel right before I can do it. And for me, that connection of feeling started when I was very young. Like I said, when I was young in high, in grammar school, and the religion was not feeling right in my soul. And I couldn't speak on it. I had to wait till I got older. So when I got older, like I said, the first book that introduced me to the concept that we are creating our own reality with our thoughts was Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill.
Now, how old were you again when you read that?
I was 15.
Wow. Do you realize how significant that was? Because not only is it thoughts, not words, but thoughts, you started thinking about your thought, what you're thinking. You became more conscious about this part of your reality, more even than this. I just think that's really significant
as to
show why you are doing this great work you're doing, because this is where it starts.
Well, it started at 15 with that book, and then from there, I got married very young. I married my first, it wasn't him. I married my first real boyfriend as soon as I graduated high school. And it kind of, for me getting married so young, it was me just rebelling because my parents were very, especially my dad. My family was very strict, especially with females. Now, there was a double standard with boys and girls. And I was a really, really good child. Got good grades. I was good, good, good. But there was this stranglehold where as I was growing up into my teens, I couldn't do the things that other teenagers were doing. Like, and so my way of rebelling, as soon as I graduated high school, I married my first boyfriend.
Wow.
And I knew when I married him, it wasn't like I loved him, kind of,
yeah.
But on the day we got married, we eloped, to Maryland, where I could get married at 17, and in the Justice of the Peace office, you know, in the Justice office, as I'm marrying him, I'm thinking,
I don't know about him.
The doubt started
in. No,
it wasn't a doubt. I was clear.
Okay.
I knew what I was doing.
Yeah.
I thought this is a way of me now being able to step out into the world and live my life. Even though I was 17, I didn't know anything at 17. But still, I wanted to get out into the world and live my life and not be so constricted.
Well, what I mean about the doubts, I mean emotionally, I think when we marry, our first marriage, at least with me, and it sounds like you, I don't know if this is love. I know I'm supposed to do this. I know I want to rebel. I know I want to get this man in my life. But love, man, I don't know about it. It's like last night, let me share this. Last night I saw the Tina Turner musical. It was amazing. The woman who played Tina Turner won a Tony Award on New York Broadway. So when she got to what's love got to do with it, the mind is like, yeah, what is that? But, you know, you're watching this great performance, but like you said, I don't know about this love thing. So anyway, that's what I mean, doubt. You're doubting your emotions.
Even at that young age, I wasn't an adult by any means. I was still a child.
Yeah,
but
emotion is fresh.
I wanted to get out into the world and live my life.
Yeah.
And I always have been different.
Yeah.
In my family, I was the different one. I remember my father saying to me when I was very young, him saying to me, why aren't you more like your brother? And I'm thinking to myself, at 5 years old, I'm thinking to myself, could not say it because I'd be picking my teeth up off the floor. But what I was thinking, because I'm not him.
Yeah.
I'm thinking I'm me. So what I'm trying to say, I've always had this internal connection here in my heart, not my head, to my higher self. It was always from birth.
And happy belated birthday, Earth Day, because you said yesterday you celebrated so many years around the planet, around the sun. So that says a lot about Capricorns, right? You're a Capricorn.
Yes.
The way you're describing your young life and preparing you to be the next level of a Capricorn, basically.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I agree. I know everything in my life was what I needed to go through to get to who I am today.
Right.
So that I have no regret.
Yeah.
No regret. So I started studying a lot of metaphysical in the 80s and 90s. Starting in the 80s, I read everything I can find spiritually, metaphysically, and I still have, for me, it was this missing piece. I felt like, I'm like, all of this is good. I love what I'm reading. I love what I'm studying. But I felt in my heart and soul I'm missing one piece. And so that one piece was awoken in me when I watched the film called What the Bleep in 2007.
Okay.
And in that film was all about quantum physics. I had never heard of quantum physics.
Yeah.
But that film I watched from beginning to end. It was a documentary and a film, and there was one sentence in that film that was the catalyst to my awakening. That one sentence was, the biggest problem in the world today is the illusion of separation.
Mm.
And that, it wasn't, again, it wasn't here, it
mm-hmm.
was here.
Mm-hmm.
When I heard that, Lynn McTaggart said that. She is amazing. She's an author. She's written a lot of wonderful books. Lynn McTaggart, you guys should look her up. She's amazing. She has been a guest on my show. But when she said that, it was a key. It was a catalyst to my awakening inside. It was an awakening from the inside out, which I knew that was true, that simple truth, that because we think we're separate, it is causing all of humanity's problems. And it was so I awoke into the universal truth at oneness in that moment. And that awakening, all the questions I ever had were answered in that one moment. And that was in 2007. and 7, yes.
Wow.
Yes. Now, I still had to grow in that awakening, mm-hmm. but it was a real true awakening moment. And I say to everybody on the planet, we each awaken uniquely differently. We all have things that happen to us that gradually wake us up. And in truth, some souls have chosen not to awaken in this lifetime, and that's okay. There's no, when you wake to the universal truth of oneness, there's never a judgment. Everybody is exactly where they're supposed to be. Everybody is exactly where their soul means for them to be. And like I said, nothing I've ever gone through in my life, I look back at regret. I know that everything was a stepping stone to get me to where I am today.
Okay, we got it. We hold that thought. I want to come back. We got to take a break, but I want to come back and ask you about Awake to Oneness Radio.
Yes.
What has been your experience with that radio show, talking to other people about their levels of awakeness, and how have you seen people awake or not? How has that radio show changed you or taught you or whatever? When we come back, I want to go into that Awake to Oneness. Now that I understand Awake to Oneness more,
yes.
Let's talk about what that journey in that radio show, because you've had 8 years of that, and
yes.
That's significant. So we'll be right back with Caroline Chang. Again, if you're looking for me on Facebook, it's Facebook / Vietta, V-I-E-T-T-A, or Vietta Robinson, V-I-Y-A-H-T-A Robinson. And we'll be right back after these messages.
We have an opportunity to transform the whole global society in the next 50 years. 50 years from now, the Earth will be populated by a new generation of adults, many of whom are yet unborn. Our mission is to nurture them in childhood with love, guidance, and protection, and to raise them in healthy, happy families. If we impart values of compassion, generosity, and respect for fellow human beings in the next generation of children, they will create a world where people can live together in peace. This is our goal. Be a part of the transformation. Get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. Go to www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com.
Are you constantly arguing with your spouse? Are your children misbehaving and acting out? Is someone in your family abusing drugs? Have you been the victim of domestic violence? Are you grieving over the loss of a loved one? Let us help you restore serenity to your life. At Serenity Family Social Services, we understand that good mental health is the result of emotional well-being. Our goal is to assist you and your family in removing emotional distress and restoring harmony and balance to your lives. We offer individual, couples, and family counseling. I'm Howard Williams, CEO of Serenity Family Social Services. Call us today at 312-315-4820. That's 312-315-4820.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
Great day to have a conversation with Miss Caroline Chang, the host and producer of Awake to Oneness. I just love your story that you learned so early about the thought, importance of thought.
Well, and my plan is the seed. It's planted the seed. Like I said, that was the first time I ever heard that because I didn't hear that in Catholic school.
Right.
Okay,
I'm like, school
didn't
teach you that? What?
So, in 2014, my son transitioned to spirit. And 6 months after his transition, he was 29 years old, I was inspired. It was in January 2015. He transitioned in July of 2014. So in January of 2015, Spirit told me, like I said, I've always had this connection. And as I've gotten grown and as I awakened to the universal truth of oneness, that connection has just got stronger and louder. So I launched my podcast, Awake to Oneness Radio. I said, if I'm here in this reality, I'm here for a purpose. We all are. We all have a unique purpose here. And I have to live that purpose. I understand and know. And when I say no, it's not a belief. It's a knowing. I know that there is only God. We are all one with God, and we are all one with each other. No matter what you call God, source, universe, Allah, it doesn't, Jehovah.
Yahuwah.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. God answers to every name, and he's everything, and he's everyone. He's that tree I'm looking at right now.
Okay, so let me ask you a quick question. What was your grieving process like when your son transitioned?
I had never, not a minute, not a second. I was at complete peace.
Really?
I was at complete peace when my son transitioned. And there's a story, there's a backstory to that.
Mm-hmm.
And if you read the chapter, basically, I don't want to get into that because I want to get to the kind of the health topic that we're heading for. You can read about my journey of why I was at complete peace when my son transitioned. When my son transitioned, I knew it was a soul plan. I knew that it was his soul time. I know that every soul comes into this life in perfect divine timing. Every soul leaves this life in perfect divine timing. I knew it was a soul plan he and I made, and I knew he wasn't going anywhere because I know there's nothing but eternal life, and he would be right with me, and he's right with me now. Okay, so, but if you read my chapter that I wrote, which the title of the chapter is My Miracle on 34th Street, in the book, I can show you the book, We Touched Heaven.
Okay.
If you read that chapter, it will explain, it will share exactly why I was at peace. It'll give a journey that I went through with my son in 2011, 3 years before his transition. So that prepared me for his transition in 2014.
Now, We Touched Heaven, is that your, did you author that or is that another
one? The chapter, it's a collection.
Okay.
It's up to the collection. My chapter is entitled My Miracle on 34th Street.
Okay.
Matter of fact, if the other way you can get a glimpse into what I'm talking about is if you go to my website, which is awaketooneness.org, there's a blog post that talks about that, and it gives you more detail
great,
on that.
Great, because so many people could really benefit from reading and knowing your experience of grief was just not in the plan.
The word grief is not even in my vocabulary, and that's why I spend a lot of time mentoring those with loved ones in spirit, especially parents.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
That's in love. And my daughter just transitioned a month ago.
Okay.
So I have both my children are now in spirit, and they're both right here with me. And she is on this side of me. Kyle is on this side of me. I know that. And Nakia, even though my daughter just transitioned a month ago, she's already started communicating with me. I communicate with them all the time.
Okay, so let me ask you this question. I have this Facebook friend whose son at 17 died of an opiate overdose. And she to this day is still, she won't even admit she's in grief, but she is, I can see it. And she spends her time on Facebook preparing healthy meals. She's a shaman, she calls herself a shaman. Now, what do you say to someone who doesn't believe in this grief process thing and they just choose to continue to pick up the pictures of their son and talk about their son and then really disrespect the father who wasn't there?
We have to allow people to be who they are.
Right, okay.
Everybody goes through their process differently. They're not, we as human, when we're operating from our limited humanness, we want people to be like us.
Right.
Just like my dad said to me, why aren't you more like your brother?
Yeah.
I'm not
right.
him.
Right.
I'm me, and she's she. You have to allow her to be who she is. Basically, no judge. That's why when you're awake to oneness, judgment goes out the window. Because you know everyone is a sovereign divine being of light. Everyone is the same, equal in that. Everyone is on their own unique spiritual journey. You have to honor their journey. You share your truth in love and light and allow them to be who they are. All I can do is inspire, and I say that with my show, I can inspire people to go within and tap into their truth inside their hearts. It's not here, it's here. And the reason I say it's not here is because our ego, our limited human self operates from here. Our soul, our higher self, our spirit operates from the heart.
Yeah.
So it has to be a heart and soul connection. And we have to judgment goes out of the window when you truly know. What I'm trying to say is the difference for me, knowing and believing. A belief can be changed. You can have a belief today and have a totally different belief tomorrow. But a knowing, which comes from the heart and soul, that you're grounded in. It doesn't change.
Well,
so my knowing of oneness,
mm-hmm.
all I would say to her is, let her be her.
Yeah. You know, I think early on, my fear of, and I would say it was a fear, because my sister developed breast cancer after the death of her, or after her daughter, her only child, transitioned from being hit by a car one day, and she was gone. And for 2 years, my sister was in deep grief. She developed breast cancer from that event. I know for a fact, her German New Medicine teaches. And she was gone. My sister transitioned almost 3 years exactly to the day her daughter passed. So when I see someone like this friend on Facebook still struggling with this transition of her child 3 years later, my fear was that, oh, no, she's going to get breast cancer. Oh, no, she's going to die. And I'm glad that you're giving this wisdom about to have a journey, even in their grief or not, that
right.
is not me to judge. And I think I was in judgment after being with my sister. Lived with me for 9 months, Caroline, with
mm-hmm.
breast cancer. And we were mm-hmm. trying to get her over, help her get over it. But I saw clearly her grief and guilt from her daughter's death was driving this cancer in her breast. So that experience for me really set in judgment and fear about the next person, like this woman whose son died, and she's still in grief, and I'm, oh, my goodness, she's going to get a disease. But as you're saying, each person has to make a journey, and it may not look good for me or anybody else, but I need to step back and believe that oneness.
You have to
honor everyone. Honor is the word, I think.
And honor them as a sovereign,
yeah.
divine being of light, which
yeah.
they are.
Right.
And they are creating their reality.
Mm-hmm.
It's all a soul plan. Like I know that both my children, we had that soul plan before my birth, that they
mm-hmm.
chose me
yeah.
in spirit. They
yeah.
chose me to be their mom.
Right.
And I, as their mom in spirit, agreed that they would leave this 3D matrix before me. And I had a mission. But like I said, with my, that's why my, that story is very important with my son in 2011 when he didn't transition. He literally stayed 3 years longer
mm.
for me to get ready.
Wow.
If he had left in 2011, I may not be doing what I came here to do.
Mm-hmm.
He stayed longer. That's why I said I experienced a true miracle. And that miracle changed my life and put me on this path. So that miracle put me on my soul's path before his transition. So that was 2011 that I was put on this. And then he transitioned in 2014. I was at complete peace. My daughter transitioned a month ago. I was at complete peace. I know they're not gone. When you know it, life breathing, life is eternal. There is no such thing as death. You don't grieve.
Yes.
Okay, but I can't, I'm not going to try to force that knowing mm-hmm. onto someone else.
Mm-hmm.
All I can do is share from my heart and soul, and hopefully it can inspire them to go within and tap into that knowing, because all wisdom is inside of us,
yes.
not outside of us. It's inside of us, and we can all tap into it. Right? We quiet our mind. Quite the monkey mind, the ego mind, that's all about our human experience, that
yeah.
monkey. But our heart and soul is about our soul's journey and why we came.
So tell us about Awake to Oneness journey 8 years ago. What was it like? What has it been like the last 8 years to develop that Awake to Oneness radio show?
Well, it's just, I love just having conversations with people
yeah.
that I admire. I've had many well-known guests. I've had not so well-known guests. I find people online that I invite to be guests, and we have a one-on-one conversation like we're doing right now. So it made me become a better
listener mm-hmm.
and speaker
yeah.
and doing my workshops and my presentations. All of that came from, you know, first being a producer and host of my own radio show. And then I just grew into the role of teaching and sharing on a bigger scale. So,
wow.
Yes,
yeah.
That's amazing.
Now, you said you, when our conversation, you said you teach piano lessons.
Yes, I've been teaching piano lessons for over 30 years.
Wow.
Yes, I
still
teach piano.
I want to get into you. I thought it was so interesting how you learned to connect piano, and was it autism? You were teaching children
well,
how
I
to.
Well, I started teaching, I started teaching in 92.
Okay.
The year after I bought my home here, I bought a baby grand piano, and the reason I started teaching is I'm like, I can start teaching part-time just to help pay for this piano. And I love teaching. I love children. I love music. I just love it. So I just turned it into a business. And when I left the corporate world, that was my – I still always had other things, projects that I worked on, but that was my main – at one time, that was my main source of income, was teaching piano. Now, my first autistic student I got in 2005 – so I had been teaching for over 10 years before I had never heard of autism. And I always specialized with young beginners. But when he was 7 and he was autistic, and I've had several autistic students. Right now I only have one student and he's autistic.
Wow.
I've been teaching him for 6 years now. One of the things I can say about autistic students, they're all very different. They're not, but that's like all children. They're just uniquely different. But they're so loving and they so want to learn. It fills my heart with joy. So I started specializing not only with young beginners, but also with autistic students. And that started in 2005.
Well, isn't that the beauty of learning more about autism? This spectrum of, they're very different. They're not all in this little box. They're not all the same. There's
right.
just the Asperger syndrome, I think they call one aspect of it. Then there's another. And that is a lesson for us, don't you think, to
yeah.
love and appreciate and, like you say, honor their
yeah.
unique journey as autistic spectrum in the soul. Let's just say souls.
Yeah.
They came in
yeah.
here to teach us something
they
about
did.
Accepting them.
Very true.
Yeah.
Very true. Now, my journey of learning more about how they became autistic started in 2020.
Okay.
Actually, started in March of 2020.
Right.
I'll say April. April of 2020 is when the mayor of Pennsylvania mandated face mask wearing. I shook my head, not breathing, meaning not, I'm not going to put a mask on me,
simple.
I'm in the grass.
Yeah,
okay?
Simple.
I'm not wearing a mask. And I'm going shopping.
Yeah.
And I'm doing what I need to do. I saw it from day one.
Yeah.
Like, no, you're not going to control me.
Yeah.
I know how to take care of myself physically. I'm extremely healthy. I've not been to a Western medicine doctor since 98. And
wow.
I will never go, and I will never take a pharmacy.
Woo-hoo, woo-hoo.
No, everything's natural. And I'm like, I'm not suffocating myself because you tell me to, and all of this is a scam. So anyway, but I took a deep dive because I knew when the governor of Pennsylvania mandated mask wearing, I said the next thing they're going to do is try to mandate a jab.
Yeah.
And I'm like, so that's when I took my deep dive into it.
Mm-hmm.
The last three years, I've had medical doctors, all kinds of truth, what you would call the truth and freedom doctors on my show.
Okay.
And I've become good friends with many of them.
Yeah.
Okay. So my daughter was diagnosed in 2003 with MS. With multiple sclerosis.
Right.
And I'm like, where did this come from?
Right.
I didn't know where it came from until 2020.
Oh, wow.
When I was working with the doctors, and they told me that this was known by the CDC that a certain jab can cause MS.
Wow.
And they knew that from the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
There wasn't something new.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, my daughter got the second booster to that jab when she was 17 to go to college.
Mm-hmm.
Both my children, they never had boosters to go to school. I did that. They had their babies jabs, but they, you know, after a while, I'm like, I don't need to take them for any more jabs. I just knew instinctively.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I was just instinct. I didn't know anything about the job.
Yeah.
I just like instinctively, they don't need anymore.
Yeah.
But my son didn't go to college, but my daughter did. And to get into college, she had to get those boosters that were scheduled between 4 and 6.
Mm-hmm.
She got hers at 17.
Right.
And I really believe that catalyst caused her MS.
Right.
And so the main thing I told you I wanted to share with your audience, because so many people are not aware of the 1986 Act. It is a law that was signed by President Ronald Reagan in 1986.
Mm-hmm.
I really want people to do their homework on this. I actually just watched a documentary so I could be even more informed on it. I watched the documentary on it last night. The documentary is the 1986 The Act, and it's a documentary film. And it gives you... so many people. I asked my aunt the other day. She called me to wish me happy birthday. I said, Auntie, have you ever heard of the 1986 Act? She's like, no. I mean, we have to be educated on this because that act is a law that actually protects the biggest criminals in the history of the United States. And this is factual what I'm saying. I know we have to be careful because of censorship. I've had my show 8 years. All of a sudden now I'm being censored, okay? Because, and I'm speaking nothing but truth, but we understand that the powers that be don't, this is why we don't know these things, because the powers that be don't want us to know these things, don't want us to know that there is a law on the books that actually protects the biggest criminals in the history of the U.S. because I say the pharmaceutical industry, they are the biggest criminals because they've had to pay out the largest billions and billions of dollars in fines, in criminal fines. And these are on products that they are liable for. So imagine this. The jabs, none of the jabs they're liable for. That started in 1986. Another thing, okay, so that, this I learned from the film last night. So back in 1986, and my kids were born in the early 80s.
Yeah.
My daughter was born in 1980, and my son was born in 84. So thank God my kids were born before 86. Because 86, from birth to 18, there's 24 doses. From birth to 18, that's 1986. And 2020, and I think it's gotten higher, but because the film was done in 2020. In 2020, it went from 24 doses in 1986 to 72 doses.
Whoa.
From birth to 18.
Wow.
That is what the CDC schedule is for our children now, to get 72 doses, and that was 2020. I think, well, they just added. We know they just added one, so it's at least 73. Okay, now. And they did that because in 86, all liability was taken away from them. So now they can do whatever they want, and they don't have to worry what happens. That worry what happens to our children. They don't have to worry what happens to our children that have grown into adults. They don't have. And the other thing, so in 86, the other thing they got was a jab court. So everybody understands what I say when I'm saying the jab, because censorship, I'm not saying the other word.
Yeah.
So now the jab court is the government. Okay, meaning when the jab court paid out on injuries, it was your tax dollar.
Right.
That was paid. Your tax, so people don't know this. Your tax dollar from 86 onward was paying for injuries. Now, in the beginning, now I found this out in the film last night. In the beginning, in 86, the jab court was working kind of okay. The only part that was bad, it wasn't the pharmaceutical paying out any money. It was you, the taxpayer, paying for pharmaceutical injuries. But they were actually paying like 92% of the cases got paid. Okay. And I'm thinking to myself, it's still, but people don't realize it's their money. It's not the pharmaceutical. The $1 trillion industry is not paying for this harm that they're.
Well, you know what? Caroline. The interesting thing is that our government is just as criminal as the pharmaceutical.
No, they're in bed together. No. The regulatory agencies, the FDA, the CDC, the NIH, the NHS, all these agencies.
So it's like, you know what, let me just say, this is so, I want everybody to really pay attention. We're going to have to go to a break. This is so important to raise our consciousness and our knowledge and awareness of what the heck is going on. Because when you share something like this, you wonder, if everybody had this knowledge and information, the last 3 years would have been reject. No, I'm not taking it. I don't trust you. I don't trust anything your pharmaceuticals do. But instead, we've been kept in ignorance. So this
information. Yeah. Think about our children.
I know.
Now they give a jab to pregnant women.
Oh,
first before birth. Okay.
That's why, you know, on my Sunday show, I did three parts about ignorance. Ignore the ants, the wisdom. And that's what we're talking about here today, folks, is that we have been ignoring the wisdom of the ants to protect our children, ourselves from this corrupt government, this corrupt corporation. And you're right about how many fines that these companies have paid out in the billions, and if people
on drugs that they are lying for,
like crazy.
Okay? They are criminal, and they're criminals.
Yeah, criminals.
They knowingly fraud if they're lying about drugs that they are liable for, what do you think they're doing for the jabs that they are not liable
for? Absolutely, it's so insane. that you, it's like a movie. We're watching this crazy in Twilight Zone movie. That's what I've been calling the last 3 years.
Exactly.
Twilight Zone. Because if they knew what you're going to be sharing, they would never have fallen for this okie dokie bullet BS. But you know what does it? Well, we got to go take a break. The advertising and the propaganda with the media. You know, the media is in cahoots, too.
The pharmaceutical industry owns all of the media.
Yeah. And our congressmen.
You hear those ads.
Yeah.
I stopped watching regular television in 2011, but I stopped watching news in 2001. I have not watched 1 second of mainstream news.
And we also, you know, we also have to hold these government employees, senators, congressmen accountable, too. I think we're going to put them in the criminal category, too.
Right. They're in bed with them.
Yeah.
They are not going to fix it. I don't care who you elect into office. They are not going to fix the problem. We have to fix it.
And that is exactly.
When we come back from the break, I'm going to talk about that.
Absolutely, absolutely. We're fired up now. We had a warm-up hour. Now we're fired up, ready to go. So we'll be right back after these messages. Hang in there, folks. We got a whole lot more to talk about. So we'll be right back.
Taxes are higher than ever. Every day, thousands of our residents leave Chicago to shop in Indiana. Jobs are being lost and businesses are relocating. Let's find a way to lower our taxes to encourage residents to continue living and shopping in our city. Let's rebuild. Let's restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of the city of Chicago, and I will work hard to find solutions that matter. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for mayor.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
Hi, this is John Alexander.
And I'm Naima Latif. Meet people like you who are making a positive difference in the world.
Big difference.
Watch us every day on The Media Connection at www.youtube.com/TheMediaConnectionTV.
YouTube it. We'll see you soon.
There are people who choose to make a positive difference in the world. Our job is to bring you their stories to motivate you to do the same. Join us each week, host John Alexander and Naima Latif, as we bring you the educators, entertainers, elected officials, religious leaders, and community activists whose works are transforming this world. Find out how you can make a difference, too. Be inspired. Watch The Media Connection.
Mondays at 5 p.m. and Tuesdays at 12 noon on cable TV, Channel 19 in Chicago. And other cities, check your local cable listings.
Find me on Facebook and YouTube. YouTube is my channel is Viata's Tiny House Village, and we're on Facebook Live with my special guest Caroline Chang, the host and producer of Oneness Radio.
Awake
to Oneness Radio. And I had a question during the break about the name of the law. Is it the 1986 law?
It's the 1986 Act. ACT. All you gotta do, and the film is 1986 The Act. the documentary.
Okay. Is that on YouTube or Annette? Where is that?
Actually, it's at, you have to go to their website. It's not free.
Okay.
But because I actually met the director, he's a doctor, Dr. Andy Wakefield. I met
him. Oh, yeah. Andrew Wakefield, yeah.
Andrew Wakefield is the director of the film.
Right.
But, you can actually just look it up. I mean, what I'm telling you is this is a law. So it's an act that President Ronald Reagan signed in. Basically, I got the lowdown because I watched the documentary. I knew a lot of this stuff before I watched it, but now I've got the lowdown. Back in the early 80s, they were getting sued and losing so much. Matter of fact, they were to the point, there's a thing called discovery. When a case would come to court and then it got to the discovery, that's when the pharmaceutical would just pay money. It's like, okay, we're not going to give you discovery. We're not going to show you what we know, what we knew when we knew it. We're not going to do that. We'll just pay you money, okay? So that went on in the early 80s, okay? Then it got to the point where the pharmaceutical companies were losing so much money. They said, we will stop. They threatened Congress. They said to Congress, if you don't give us liability, they said to our government, if you don't give us liability protection, we're going to stop making the jabs. Okay? So our government, like, okay, you're giving us all this money. We don't want to lose you. We care more about you, Big Pharma, than the people. They're just eaters.
They're
just pawns. They're like, okay, yeah. So they took all liability away. But there is, hold on. In the original act, in the original 1986 act, there was three things that you could still sue the pharmaceutical industry. If there was proof of fraud, you could still sue. Okay. It also, if they didn't maintain the VAER system, which is the maintenance system of finding out the injury.
Right.
Okay. And the Harvard independent study did in 2015 said only less than 1% of injuries are reported to VAERS. Okay.
So let me think. VAERS stands for Vaccine Adverse Event Report, right? Okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
VAERS, right. Yeah. VAERS. Okay. I was saying VAERS because I didn't want to say the V word.
Right.
I mean, okay.
That's okay.
So in Harvard did an independent study in 2015 and found out that less than 1% is being reported to VAERS. But in the 1986 Act, it indicates they have to maintain their HHS, which is Health and Human Services. HHS has to maintain theirs accurately and report to Congress every 2 years. Ask me how many times has HHS actually done that since 86.
Oh, okay. So this opens up for a lawsuit then.
Right. So wait, listen to what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
In the act that was signed in 86, you can sue the pharmaceutical industry if there was proof of fraud, if they did not maintain the VAER system, which was supposed to be reporting, HHS was supposed to be reporting to Congress every 2 years. They have never reported to Congress, okay? And the CDC has openly admitted that theirs is not accurate, okay? All right, and then the other reason was, like, there's a third one that I learned yesterday, which was, now it'll come to me.
Yeah.
But there were three loopholes built into the 1986 Act for our protection, right?
Right.
Now come 2011. You have to look up this case. 2011, there was a family that brought the case and went all the way to the Supreme Court. Now, in that Supreme Court ruling, the justices, it was, nine? So two, it was 7-2. Two justices was for on our side, and seven were on the Big Pharma side. And they said in that ruling, in their ruling, that the jabs are unavoidably unsafe.
Right.
I repeat that. The jabs are unavoidably unsafe. So in my mind, common sense. Okay, if they're unavoidably unsafe, then the pharmaceutical companies are unavoidably liable
yes.
for any harm
right.
and damages.
What year was that again?
The seven justices sided with the pharmaceutical company. And that was in 2011.
Okay.
So what I'm doing, this is my New Year's resolution, because like I said, my daughter just transitioned a month ago. And when my son transitioned, my inspiration was Awake to Oneness Radio, which I'm still doing.
Right.
Okay? And
mm-hmm.
I've got a new show, like you mentioned, The Higher View. So I'm still doing that. But with my daughter's transition, my mission is to take it back to the Supreme Court. I don't care if I have to do it myself. I know I'll have a whole army behind me.
Right.
I'm taking this to the Supreme Court again, because we weren't awake enough in 2011. We're awake now. In the last 3 years, we are awake now.
Yeah.
And there is no way this is, okay, the 1986 Act is unlawful, it's unconstitutional, and it is a crime against humanity. And this is our law on the book. Okay?
Right.
Again, it is unlawful, it's unconstitutional, and it is a crime against humanity, because it is an act, it is a law that only protects the biggest criminals in history. And that's a fact, because they have paid out the largest criminal fines in the billions for products they are liable for. So this is what I am on a mission now, to wake people up, open your eyes, and learn what is actually happening with the pharmaceutical industry and our government, which are in bed together.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. And it just makes sense. Higher View is giving you the seal of approval, if you will. The Higher View, the creator, the universe, is giving you the seal of approval that this is the year. 2023 is a seven. This is your,
this is a seal of approval
to start this mission and bring those who are woke and conscious along with you. I'm with you, sister, because I have two grandchildren, and I don't know what they're planning in next year. Gates already got a plan for the next pandemic, and if we don't do something, they're going to think they can continue to bamboozle us with these lies. It's just amazing that people are still looking for a booster. If they knew what you just shared.
But last I heard, only 15%
of the population?
Of 15% of this of the U.S.,
uh-huh.
from what I last heard, and I heard this a few days ago, only 15%. I don't know. They drank the Kool-Aid, you know, and all we got to do is love them. I'm serious. I have no judgment. It was their... Like I said earlier, I said not every soul has agreed to awaken in this lifetime.
Yeah.
And it's okay, because no soul is ever harmed.
Right.
You know,
we
live hundreds, if not thousands, of lifetimes. So we got we can share in love and light. It's all we can do, and send love and light to everybody. Share in love and light. But if they decide they want to keep getting rolling up their sleeves, We can't do anything about, especially the adults. But what it is, in this country, they're going after the babies. Okay? Are you kidding me? So now I draw the line with the babies and the children, because they're not making this decision. They're maybe their parents who are not educated, or when I say educated, not aware of the damn in front of their face, and all I can do is just say, you know, pray to parents to open their eyes, because the children don't have a say in the matter.
Yeah.
Now if adults decide I'm going to go
Okay, I'm like, okay, I told you all, and I think, matter of fact, I said, please, I encourage your listeners to please go to my website, because I have several blog posts there. I just wrote one the other day called Belief Over Facts. I have been sharing facts with my audience for 3 years. I mean, just facts, here's a fact, here are the facts, and they still don't want to see, they don't want to hear, they don't want to see. You cannot make an adult hear you or see you if they just don't want to.
Well, you know, my biggest wake-up came in, let's see, we're in 2021, I think it was. Both my adult sons in their 30s came to me on Mother's Day. Mother's Day, honey. And
I know,
said,
that was not a very good Mother's Day gift.
And they said, you know, they came to visit me in my nice big, I was staying in an ashram with this beautiful pool and all this. And I'm like, oh, Mother's Day, I'm going to spend with my two. And they said, Mom, we have something to tell you. And they said, we got the jam. I'm like, it was like the depression. I went into deep depression for about 30 minutes. I'm serious. Because both of them. And they were bragging about which one. They both got different jabs. I'm like, how could they? Because, Caroline, I was sharing the facts for 2 years, for over a year. I'm just share the facts. Don't push it. Just share the facts. Share the facts. And then they come to me, Will, we got the jam. I'm like, how could this happen? And then I heard, just like you, I heard Spirit say, now, maybe you can enter into a different relationship other than the mother role, because you're not influencing them. You sent all those facts out. You didn't influence them. They didn't went and did it anyway. And that was a huge, huge wake up to, hey, these are adult souls. I have no more control and even influence. So I need to just accept them as partners on this soul journey.
You have to say, well, it is their soul's choice. Anyone that gets these jabs, it is their soul's choice, because there is so much. I mean, all people have to do is do a little deep dive on their own, and they're going to find so much. Now, my son was not around in the last 3 years, but my daughter was, and I told my daughter in 2020, her MS is caused from a jab. And when I told her that, she did not. She didn't want to have anything to do with this jab. She listened.
Oh, okay.
She did listen. She did not. She did not. So,
well, she was already suffering, right? I mean, from this. She was already suffering.
Oh, yes. The last six to seven years, she was wheelchair bound. She was living in New York with her fiance, who's also handicapped. But he was her caregiver.
Mm.
And so she was living the last 5 years, she was living with her fiance. And I would say, well, maybe the last 4 years or so, she was completely wheelchair bound.
Have you looked into cures for MS?
People ask me that all the time. I'm completely holistic. I just turned 61 yesterday. I feel like I'm 25, okay? I'm completely mind, body, soul, all natural, okay? Let me tell you what I told my daughter when she was diagnosed with MS in 2003. I said, do not believe in that diagnosis. Mind over matter. Everything is mind over matter. Now, my daughter and I had the kind of a very typical mother and daughter relationship. Everything I said, I'm crazy. Now, she did, towards the end of her life, she did listen to me as far as the COVID madness.
Yeah.
Okay, she did listen to me towards the end. I'm saying when she was in her early 20s, the last person she listened to was me.
Right.
I sent her all this stuff. I know I had several guests on my shows that was diagnosed with MS that cured themselves of MS. Everything is curable because the body can heal itself. I had at least three guests on my show that were diagnosed with MS. One of them, the same year my daughter was diagnosed, and she owns and operates a hot yoga studio, and she teaches hot yoga every day.
Mm-hmm.
No, now she says to people, she calls herself asymptomatic MS. I said, stop saying that. Stop giving MS any power over your life. Oh, okay. You don't have it. Mm-hmm. You cured yourself of it. Mm-hmm. Just because doctors say it can't be cured, you're cured. Mm-hmm. There was a guy that was on my show who even went to visit my daughter. There was a guy, he lived in Philadelphia, and he went to Jersey. My daughter was living in Jersey at the time. And he went to Jersey to talk to my daughter. And he had more influence over her than I did, but she still didn't listen. He cured himself. He got himself, he was on 14 different medications. Mm. He was diagnosed with MS and a bunch of other stuff. He weaned himself off of every medication. He started doing yoga and meditating, and he cured himself.
Wow.
I know that MS is many hundreds of thousands of people have cured themselves of MS, but my daughter would not listen.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't make her listen. Mm. Okay, so
that goes back to the influence she had on your assignment, which
yes.
was to grow after her transition.
Mm-hmm.
So she wasn't supposed to listen. She
right.
was supposed to complete
I
her assignment last
right.
month, and then you now are telling
right.
her story, which is really powerful.
Mm-hmm.
It's you're gonna help more people that she transitioned than if she maybe had healed and was carrying on, because
right.
that's a powerful testimony of when our children transition. That's so hard for many people, and that's our greatest fear at times. Oh my goodness, what if they die? Oh, I can't lose my sister. When her daughter passed on, I remember her sitting in my living room, and I said, can we talk about your daughter? Her name was Naya. Naya's her daughter. And she said, you've never lost a child. She went into this dramatic role. You've never lost a child. And then I thought, oh, my goodness, we can't talk because she's still in grief, unforgiveness, and guilt. This daughter was... born from a married man. She was had an affair with a married man, so that's how she got pregnant. And then the guilt around just that incident itself, and she couldn't forgive her. My sister couldn't forgive herself after losing her 14-year-old only. So
let me share a little bit. Like I said, you can, if people go to my website, they can read a blog post I wrote recently about it, because the anniversary of my miracle on 34th Street was December 30th. My son was in the hospital in 2011. On his birthday, which it was Thanksgiving Day that year, he's born November 24th. He was in the hospital. The next day after his birthday, he was medevaced to the big hospital in Philadelphia and put on life support. After a week of him being on life support, doctors told me my son wasn't going to live. Now, this is in 2011. I was fully awake to oneness. I was fully awake to what I was going through. I was creating. It was a soul plan I was creating. I said, not me. I'm checking out. I am not there. I wrote a suicide note. I am not burying my son. My son is going to bury me. Give him my heart. Now, my son's problem, it only affected him the last 3 years of his life, but he was born with a congenital heart problem. He was lived a very, very healthy 26 years. He even played football in high school. When he was diagnosed with congestional heart failure,
okay.
And he struggled the last 3 years of his life. But anyway, in 2011, when doctors told me that my son wasn't going to live, I went up to a quiet waiting room. I had lived in that hospital for 5 weeks, so I knew where everything was. I went to this quiet waiting room. I wrote a suicide note. The only thing I could get my hands on was over-the-counter sleeping pills. I took a bottle of sleeping pills. I said, my son, I'm not going to bury my son. My son is going to bury me. Give him my heart. He needs a heart. Give him my heart. I woke up 3 days later. I was unconscious for like 3 days. They put me on 24-hour suicide watch. They let me visit with him for about an hour a day with an aide right beside me. Mm-hmm. Remember the last time I had one of those supervised visits with my son, I whispered in his ear. I said, Kyle, please get better so we could both go home. That night, my son pulled himself off life support. He pulled out the ventilator. He pulled out the feeding tube. And they're semi-sedated because you can't, if you have someone on a ventilator, they have to be sedated. So he was semi-sedated. He pulled it out. His vital signs were perfect. The doctor said it was like he was never even sick. It was a true miracle. God knew I wasn't going home that, from their hospital without my son in December 2011. I brought my son home on December 30th, the day before New Year's Eve. I made a promise to God. I said, God, I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, but I am so thankful that you allowed me to bring my son home. And my son stayed with me for 3 more years in this physical realm. So when he transitioned, I was at complete peace because I never broke that promise to God. Yeah. From that day, from December 30th, 2011, I do nothing but give thanks in every now moment. So that's why I say, you guys got to read, you can read the whole journey, and we touched heaven. Okay? All right. So I understand where your sister was. I was blessed. I was blessed with 3 more years with my son. I'll never take back that promise I made to God and to myself. I know that every now moment is a blessing. I know my children are not gone. They're both here with me now. And my son has already told me. I have the other thing I gotta tell you. I have my son's voice and images from spirit. And I have a video on my YouTube channel. You can hear my son's voice from a medium, an expert medium. Her name is Suzanne Giesman. She's been a guest on my show. I can call her a friend. She's an evidential medium. She gifted me a reading on my son's birthday in 2016. And my son was trying to talk through her computer. And we have his voice on tape. I have images that Rinaldi, you mentioned the film that I'm featured in. Rinaldi is a Brazilian researcher who communicates with our loved ones on the other side. She gets audio and she gets images. She has so many images of Kyle, who's come to her so many times, and she has the images of Kyle. You can see my son. I have physical evidence my son is not gone.
Now, and your daughter was how many years after or younger?
My daughter, 8, because my son passed. My son transitioned 8.5 years ago.
Right.
And my
okay.
daughter just transitioned.
Right.
And my daughter was older. My daughter was 40.
Oh, okay. She's older.
Yeah, she's not the young. My son was the baby.
Oh, okay.
My son was 29 years old when he transitioned, and my daughter was 42 when she transitioned.
Were they close, the siblings?
Very close. Very close. Matter of fact, my daughter's MS had gone into remission after she had my grandson. My grandson was born in 2010. And she, all through her pregnancy until my grandson was about 3, my daughter was in remission.
Mm-hmm.
And that happens a lot with MS patients mm-hmm. when they have a child.
Mm-hmm.
And she was really pretty much still in remission when Kyle transitioned. But that hit her so hard.
Yeah.
It's like you said, that emotion, mm-hmm. that brought the MS back.
Oh, wow.
You know, the emotional loss of her baby, even though he was much taller than she. He was 6'2", and she's just an inch taller than me, so she's like 5'3". But that was still her baby. That was her baby boy. You know,
yeah, the stress I see even in this current jab situation, some people got the jab, but they're not showing any symptoms. And some other people, like this football player who recently had a heart attack, I think the stress of his life playing that game and having another booster possibly will affect those the symptoms that people get and others don't get symptoms.
Honestly, sweetie, I don't think they're all the same. They're
yeah.
not equal. The jabs are not equal.
They're not. The doses, the doses that they've been given are not the same. The
they're not equal. Some,
right.
I think, might Some might even be placebo.
That's what I'm hearing, too. They might be saline. Some of them are saline.
Some of them, and I think a large percent of them, I honestly think a large percent of them are harmless, because if everybody just started dropping, the jig would be up. So deliberate. They're doing it deliberately to make it look like it's not that bad. But listen to me. Do you know that since the rollout of the jab, there has been 1,598 professional players that have fell out on the field. Many of them have died with heart attacks.
Yeah, 800%.
Now, before the rollout of these jabs, that was unheard of.
Right.
Now, it's like, especially in Europe and other places, soccer, it's commonplace. These professional athletes are dropping like flies. Most people don't even know that. I mean, everybody saw it on Monday Night Football.
Right.
But a lot of people don't realize that has been happening for the last 2 years.
Right.
All over the world.
That's right. So we got to take our last break. And when we come back, we want to hear more about the higher view because that is significant for 2023. I think you're right in line with this number for this year and the event, and the divine energy has given you the higher view to promote, and we want to hear more about that. So I'm going to take our last break here, and we'll come right back.
Oh, man, God sent the monthly sun bill today. This sunlight is really expensive, especially during this season. I'll probably have to work overtime to pay it.
Well, you better pay it on time. We don't want the sun to go out and we're sitting up here all day in the dark.
Wouldn't it be terrible if God charged us for sunlight? Well, thank God, the light and heat from the sun is free. So why are we paying such high bills for the energy we use in our homes? Because we don't know how to use solar energy, the free energy from the sun. You can convert your regular home to a solar energy home and save tremendously on your electric bill. Take a look at your electric bill. Wouldn't you like to reduce or possibly even eliminate that cost altogether? Let one of our solar consultants show you how. Call today, 312-849-3456, and schedule a free consultation. That's 312-849-3456.
Our kids are the future and should not be left behind. One person should not decide what is the best for our 77 communities. Politicians must work together for our kids' best interests. They deserve a safe education with resources that meet every student need. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for Mayor.
Hey, it's time to take charge of your health. I'm Viata, your holistic life coach, and every Friday morning at 8 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, I'm here on The Female Solution to empower you to make choices that will assist your evolution to abundant health. I'm also blogging every Sunday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time at Soul Purpose Healing, where I bring you a spiritual chiropractic adjustment to bring you back into alignment with our Creator's love, compassion, and wisdom. Join me every Friday morning at 8 a.m. and Sunday evening at 8 p.m. for a time of unity, enlightenment, and love vibration. Shalom.
We've been going through, especially the last 3 years.
Yes, go right ahead.
Okay, when we talk about freedom, okay, our bodies are our temple.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And if we have to put something inside our body against our will, we're nothing but a piece of meat. We're nothing but a piece of cattle. I want people to really think about that. I mean, what I eat organic food. I eat what I want to nourish my body. I mean, I know there's people out there eating McDonald's every day. That's their choice, okay? But I choose what goes into my body. And the other thing we were talking about, the schedule from birth, and actually it's before birth, because pregnant women, now when I was having my children in the early 80s, there was no vaccine, or sorry, there was no jab given to pregnant women when I was having my baby. Mm-hmm. Now they give jabs to pregnant women, so that baby is actually getting a jab before birth.
Insane. That's insanity.
And 18, but 72. And you know what's in these? People don't even know what's in them. But I can tell you there's metals in them. There's mercury and there's aluminum. Why would you inject your body? You're not metal. Why would you put metal inside your body? I just want people to open their eyes and really look into what's happening in this world.
Well, I don't know if you saw the footage of the football player who had a heart attack on Monday. Those players, his teammates were in tears. You could see the fear on their eyes. This is what we need to wake people up, that this sport will have many of them dying. They have already had NFL, NBA. They've already had, but to be on television, that's important because that's what's going to wake people up, the shock of seeing these things happen because we've been in this bubble of, oh, this is safe and effective, you know? And
not
so,
a bubble, it's a lie.
Yeah, a lie.
It's a blatant lie.
So I think it's significant that Barbara, we talked about The View, how you started The Higher View, because Barbara Walters passed on recently, who started the original View, which is a liberal puppet show of women talking about nonsense, basically. And promoting the media and Big Pharma and all that. So tell us about The Higher View, because that's so relevant and timely for this season. We're in. Barbara Walters gone. She created The View. Now we bring in Caroline Chang, The Higher View. Perfect timing, Caroline. Thank you for being obedient.
Thank you. We're actually going to be live streaming our second show this afternoon.
Oh.
It'll be 1:00 Eastern. The ladies that I met these ladies at a conference where I was a featured speaker. So in September, I met these ladies. One of them I already knew, but then when we got to the conference, I met these other ladies. And Victoria is the one that had the idea for The Higher View. And we started talking about this back in September. And I'm like, yes, I want to be a part of this. So she got the concept from The View, but she said she wants a show with The Higher View.
Absolutely.
Where we're talking about not this worldly, earthly perspective. We're talking from the soul.
Yeah.
We're sharing from the soul, Higher View perspective.
Yeah.
And we, like I said, we did our first show last Friday, so we air live. It's going to be, actually, it's not, I haven't set it up on my YouTube yet, the air live. I just take the replay and put it on my YouTube. But it will be airing live on Victoria's YouTube and her Facebook and Kathy's YouTube and Facebook. But just if you go to, I'm trying to think, the best way to see it, Victoria Reynolds is her name. She's the one, it was her, The Higher View is her brainchild. So if you look up Victoria Reynolds and the name of her television network is,
Are you still, Reynolds is R-E-Y-N-O-L-D-S, is it?
Reynolds,
okay.
Yes. Victoria Reynolds and... Oh, I can't think of the name of her TV network. But Victoria, if you look up Victoria Reynolds, you should find her on YouTube and on Facebook. Okay. And you can watch it live.
Okay.
And so that, I'm sorry, I didn't even think to write down the name of her.
So it's a weekly show.
It's a weekly show. It's gonna air Eastern time. She's in California, so it's airing 10:00 a.m. in California and 1 p.m. Eastern.
Now I'm curious: do all these women have different religious beliefs, or what's their belief in terms of?
Actually, I think we're all pretty much spiritual. We don't really follow any organized religion.
Oh, okay.
Either one of us, from what I understand,
mm-hmm.
We're pretty much spiritual.
Okay,
yeah.
That's interesting. And same age range too.
Actually, I think I might be the oldest.
Oh, okay.
I think I am the oldest. I just turned 61 yesterday, and I believe I'm almost positive I'm the oldest. And
well,
the one that might be older than me is Kathy.
Well, that's beautiful because my perception, my belief at this point is we need to listen to the younger generation, and here's why I say that. We messed up. The baby boomers messed up in not enforcing truth with this government. We let them run hog wild with war, and now the jabs, and we messed up big time. We were protesting the Vietnam War, and then we kind of just went to sleep, in my opinion, and let them like do their thing. So now this generation is really, in a way, rebelling with their lifestyle, their gender problems. All this is coming out in the younger generation. And I started listening to Kanye West music this year or recently because
I don't really listen to Kanye West.
I never listened to the man ever. In fact, I was telling my children, don't you listen to him, don't you listen, all those years. But after his mother died,
yeah,
he made a album dedicated to her, and I listened to a couple. I got goosebumps because it's so spiritual. His mother's death, just like the death, the transitions in your life, they created a new person in the mind and his creative energy. He has one called Pure Souls that is like speaks to me, and I said, let me.
I'm going to look that one.
My grandchildren can listen to this if they want, but the other music he used to play, no, I don't want to hear it.
Well, he said one thing, and I can tell you when this, he said this in 2017, early in 2017, I heard him on an interview, and he said, there's one race, it's the human race. And when he said that, I'm like, ooh, Kanye. Okay. Yeah. I'm like, yeah. So Kanye has said things that have piqued my interest.
Yeah, yeah. He's in a new place. Right now, social media is like, where's Kanye? Where's Kanye? I'm like, even if he transitions.
Now he's
gay,
though.
Well,
he's gay.
Yeah, even to me, Caroline, even if he transitions, he's already made his mark. He's made his mark. If he leaves this planet, we got plenty of music and words from this messenger to put to educate and lift us up. So it doesn't matter where he is right now. He's in his play, wherever he is. But you and I, as baby boomers, we need to listen to that generation if they're speaking spiritual messages, because we were not doing our job in 30, 40 years ago. We went to sleep. We got our big houses, 3-car garages, a car. We got the big job. And
to be honest, I think there's a mixture. I think there are, in our generation, I believe there was the first wave of light workers came.
Absolutely.
In the 50s and the 60s.
Yes.
And I believe that we're part of that.
Yes.
But there are more light workers coming up behind us, but there's still some of them young. You're talking about our generation. Some of the young has been so indoctrinated. Even take your son, for example.
Right.
You know, so some of the young have been very indoctrinated as well. So it's a mix. We can't really put it on one generation or the other.
Well, that's why I think you and I, as blog talkers and radio hosts, we're learning to listen. I realize at 9 years in Blog Talk Radio, I've been doing Soul Purpose Healing for 9 years. And one of the things, I started out with one person listening, one co-host, nobody listened, and then another co-host. And the one thing that I've developed is listening.
Right.
People come in and out of these shows, and if we're not listening, then we're not hearing the Most High telling us what's coming, what's current, what's relevant, what is your assignment. Are these people part of your assignment? Are they part of just passing through? There's so many messages that we get being hosts of a blog talk and these shows that we got to listen. We got to listen not only to the Most High's voice, that's number one, but to the people who are coming through. We need to hear, what did you just say? Oh, okay. I think you're a messenger for today. And let's share this one awake to oneness. Go back to that. We are one. Everybody has something to say. And if we're not listening, we're going to miss. It's going to come again. I'm going to get slapped in the face. Again. Hey, you didn't hear that last week. You weren't listening to Caroline. Didn't you hear Caroline talk about Acts, the 1986 Act? What were you doing? You need to go and research that now. Because that is so important. We ought to be all filing lawsuits at this point.
Well, like I said, I honestly think, and the thing that is making mine unique is I'm not making it about my daughter's transition and my daughter's 19 years of really struggle, which she couldn't even be a mom to her son because of her illness. So 19 years she struggled with it. It's not even about that. My whole thing, my mission is to get the 1986 Act taken down, repealed, ripped up, and thrown and burned. That act needs to be ripped up and burned.
Right.
And that is my mission.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a different mission. It's not, and for me, it's not about money. It's not about getting money from my daughter. Money's not going to bring her back.
Right.
Money's not going to give her the 19 years that illness took from her. Okay? So what I want to get, my goal is to get that act torn up and burnt. And if I have to go to the Supreme Court to get it done, that's where I'm going. Because once that act is torn up and burned, this is what will happen. The pharmaceutical companies will stop making vaccines, childhood vaccines anyway. Because they have this with the whole, this whole last 3 years, they have the EUA for the other one. But for the childhood vaccine, trying not to say that word. But for the childhood jab, they would stop the minute they have no protection. They'll stop making them.
Well, in the meantime, though, what I see we need to focus on is the holes in that act
not the holes. The whole thing needs to be torn up and burned. The other thing, there are at least two doctors that I know of that have proven that the unjabbed children are far healthier than the jabbed children.
So they're doing experiments now?
Proven.
Yeah.
That CDC will not do that. They will not do that study. They will, if you held a gun to the CDC, they won't do that study because they know what it's going to show. So don't feel like, oh, well, if the pharmaceutical companies don't make these jabs, what is going to happen to our children? They'll be far healthier. It has been proven by at least two pediatricians that it is proven that the unjabbed children are far healthier than the jabbed children. And
now,
that's gospel.
Now, are you familiar with the international lawsuit that started, I think, last year about crimes against humanity?
I worked with Reiner. When I say I worked with him, I worked on a tour, which was the Crimes Against Humanity tour.
Okay.
And I was in touch with Reiner. So, yes, I've been very active on this Truth and Freedom mission since day one.
So where is that at this point? Where is that lawsuit?
The thing about it, it hasn't gone into any real court of law.
Okay.
It's just him doing, what is it? It's like a model trial. It's real testimony from real witnesses, but it's not in any court of law.
Okay.
He couldn't get it in Germany. He's a German. He's German and has a license to practice here in the U.S. as well, but he couldn't get it in the German courts. It's not here in the courts. So that's what I'm saying. We can't. Here's what we got to do, though. We have to stop waiting for others to fix our problems.
Yeah.
Each one of us has to do what we can do. Each one of us. You can't wait on your politicians. Because they're all a part of the problem.
Yeah.
Every one of them. I don't care what your political party is. They're all in bed. With the whole pharmaceutical company and the government are in bed, and we cannot say, okay, we're going to let them fix it. We have to fix it.
Right.
We have to do what we can do. First of all, we have to educate ourselves. We have to understand. We have to see what is really happening and say no more.
Now, don't you think a big part of the problem is this lobbyist system that we have? What about pulling that down along with the...
Well, I'm saying once you pull down the government, once you pull down the government, there's no lobby system.
Yeah,
okay?
Right, the
lobby system is under the government. It's the government. We the people have to take back our lives.
Yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
We cannot... Wait, and this is the year, 2023, a 7-year. Things are turning around. Last three years have been moving very slowly, making a tiny progress. This is the year things are going to turn around. Trust me on that.
So what do you feel, we only have, okay, folks, if you have questions or comments for Caroline, now's the time. Okay, we do have someone who has raised their hand. So
Okay. Let
me go to the callers because we only have about 5 minutes left. And
okay.
When we after this call, I want to ask you, what do you think are the steps that we should be taking as average citizens to pull down this 1986 Act? But let me open up the phone, 312-671. Your mic is open. Welcome. We have Caroline Chang as our guest. Do you have any questions for our guest?
We on your shalom and assalamu alaikum. Thank you very much, first of all, Dr. V, for information is the key to success, and most of all, our health is our wealth. And, you know, God is good and the greatest. I just want to share this thought with you. Happy Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s Earth Day birthday coming up this Sunday, which we'll be celebrating with the Harold Washington Foundation.info. For more information, brothers and sisters can call me. And this is Minister Robert Floyd Plump in Chicago, Illinois, because Dr. King was always against violence and genocide and disrespect for the human being. And it seemed like what you're saying is right on target, which is the truth, nothing but the naked truth about the pharmacist, system, which is, their pill system ain't nothing but a death, a death cemetery that brothers and sisters or people are in all walks of life is going to their death. And that's what I get out of the message that you all have brought to us. And we're going to be in Selma, Alabama, from Chicago to Selma in Alabama, where it was the march that changed Selma, America, and the world. So we want people to come down to Selma and support Dr. Reverend Michael Bowen Sr. And they can cash out Dr. Michael Bowen Sr. With a $ Michael Bowen, B-O-W-E-N Sr. And his number is 334-505-1723. Or they can go to the Harold Washington Foundation.info for more information. I'm trying to get down there, Dr. V. And thank you so much. We love you. Keep up the good work. Minister Plump, Chicago.
Thank you,
Mr. Plump is also a great promoter of music in Chicago.
Thank you. Now, I want to answer your question before we are out of time.
Yeah, we got another caller, too. So
I want to answer your question. It's a very good, important answer.
Go
ahead. What each of us can do is stop complying with the lies. Educate yourself. Do your own homework. I stopped watching news in 2001. I stopped watching television in 2011. I watched movies and documentaries on Netflix and Hulu and things of that net. But I turned off the television. So what you need to do is stop listening to the lies. Do your own homework, okay? Stop complying with the lies. Do your own homework. And that in itself will change the world.
Absolutely. Because they plan this propaganda for those people who are sitting in front of the TV. Let's stop that nonsense and stop being brainwashed.
Why do you think it's called television programming?
Exactly.
It is a CIA mind control program. It has a name.
Wow.
It's called Operation Mockingbird. And
yes.
That was proven in the 50s.
Yes.
It was proven in the 50s that television is a CIA mind control program.
All right, people. Don't even take her word for it. Do your homework. Operation Mockingbird. Do your homework. We got one more caller here. 334-505. Your mic is open. Welcome. You have a question or comment for our guest?
Yeah, welcome, welcome. I don't have a direct question for our guest, but I'm here in the city of Selma, Alabama, the cradle of the civil rights movement here with Dr. King. And once again, we had a total a devastation here on the other side of the city in the East Selma, but our march is much alive. We're still having our march, which was to be Monday the 16th, the 23rd anniversary of Stop the Violent Rally. So if you are planning coming and visiting Selma, you still could come. It does not interfere with our march. So we want to invite you again. It's the 23rd anniversary of Stop the Violence Rally, Dr. Martin Luther King Day, March and Caravan, Monday, January 16, 2023, Brown Chapel Church of the famous Edmund Pettus Bridge. So come on out and be with us, and let's celebrate and fellowship and what have you. And if you can't come, you like to cash in for something that we could use, is the $ Michael Bowen, B-O-W-E-N, Senior. Thank you so much. God bless. Look forward to seeing you. And thank you,
brother. Thank you for that announcement. And I want to say, and I think Caroline will agree, this year, let's say stop the violence with the jab. Stop the jab. It's been a violent offense on the human body. That's the war. We are at war. So if you go to Selma, get your poster ready to stop the jab. Stop the violence from the pharmaceutical industry and our government.
And we're truly living through global genocide right now. There was the true death tolls from 2020 will prove there was no pandemic. The death rate worldwide did not go up till after the jab was rolled out. That is gospel. You'll find that out.
Thank you so
much. There was no pandemic in 2020.
We called it a plandemic. That's
it's
the
a
truth.
It's a pandemic, scamdemic, scamdemic.
Speak the truth. I'm going to look forward to Higher View. I want to see you there, and I'm going to go check out Awake to Oneness. Everybody, Awake to Oneness Radio. Any other ways that people can get in touch with you?
.org. You go to my website. I do a lot of blog posts, 2 or 3 a week. So you can read a lot of what I shared on here is on my blog post on Awake to Oneness Radio.org. Or you can just type in Awake to Oneness Radio in YouTube and you'll find my YouTube channel.
Well, Caroline, I consider you one of my sisters, STARs. So I'm so grateful to have had this time with you. I just love your energy. I love those colors, too, on you. They're just great.
Oh, thank you.
And so we'll be meeting again, I'm sure, because we got work to do. We really do have work to do. So
everybody on the planet has work to do.
I'm telling you, if they're woke, otherwise go back to your CNN.
Everyone on the planet has work to do. We have chosen everyone on the planet, whether they're awake or asleep. Everyone on the planet chose to be here at this important time in humanity's history.
Absolutely. Thank God. So have a beautiful day, weekend, and we'll talk again soon, I'm sure. Love you. Love you, sister.
Love you.
And thank we're going to say goodbye now to our global family. Thank you, ending.
We've come to the end of our show today, but you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/thefemalesolution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, Xie Xie. India, Zanyaba. Japan, Arigato. Korea, Kamsahamnida. Russia, Spasiba. Germany, Danke. Poland, Dziękuję. France, Merci. Spain, gracias. Italy, grazie. Egypt, shukran. Ghana, merci. Nigeria, eshe. South Africa, ngiyabonga. Senegal, jeret. Kenya, asante. Israel, toda. Pakistan, shukriya. Afghanistan, Tashakur. Saudi Arabia, shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Alaikum.
And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.
And to...
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.